As Uganda marks the Women's Day tomorrow, the head of a refugee-led organization in Arua City has decried the exclusion of refugee women and girls in most government programs. Francis Ayume, the executive director of Refugee Empowerment and Development Network, RedNet, says most refugee women have not benefited from government programs such as the Parish Development Model, GROW, WEP, among others, despite contributing to the revenue of the country. Ayume calls upon the government and the city leadership of Arua to help collaborate with other partners to support the refugee women and girls.
There are special programs for the, run by the government, I think Office of the CTO, the GROW project, the other government initiatives. Refugees are unable to access them because of the policy and how those programs were designed. Like the PDM, refugees cannot access PDMs. The GROW as well, again, it was difficult for these refugees to access. Refugee women and girls are facing sexual harassment, even sexual abuse, and trafficking as well. I feel we need to still do a lot together. These refugees who are in Arua City, and particularly in Uganda, are so productive, they are adding into the revenue of this country.
Judith Drate, the City Community Development Office, Arua, acknowledges the challenges faced by refugee women and girls in accessing some government programs due to strict guidelines.
GROW as a program has been the banks. The banks with their conditions that we use to access the GROW money. And of course, this is the government of Uganda money. And just like was said, part of the money is supposed to be benefiting the refugees. And we did make attempts on how our refugee women can be able to access this money. Unfortunately, they told us that the easier access is for them to be in the camps. That's how they will recognize them and that's how they will get support, which is very challenging at the moment. Because we do acknowledge that for the refugee women to survive in the city, they need to be economically empowered.
Meanwhile, the Uganda Revenue Authority, URA, this week held a special conference for West Nile women to discuss issues that affect them in businesses. The conference, held in Arua City, was aimed at preparing the women to celebrate the International Women's Day. Reta Muzira, the manager, public and corporate affairs at the office of the Commissioner General URA, says the engagement highlighted, among others, the rights and obligations of women traders to uplift them from small entrepreneurs to bigger ones, who can contribute towards economic growth by paying taxes relative to their respective business sizes.
In this specific engagement, we've shared our mandate as URA, but we've also shared with them their rights and obligations, and then record keeping, so formalization, because you want to bring out that woman from being a small taxpayer to a bigger enterprise where they can contribute more.